FM 102.9, 105.9, AM 1310, News Talk KZRG is KZRG's Morning News Watch. Dalton Evans, Steve Scott, I'm Peter Thiel. He's a candidate for Congress. He wants to be, I don't know if anyone can actually replace Billy Long in the House, but he wants to be a part of that job. His name is Mike Moon. He's a state senator. Welcome, future Congressman Mike Moon. How are you?
Good morning, Peter. I'm well. Thank you.
I give this as a standard rule to all the candidates that come in for the Republican primary. I'm supporting everybody to win.
Good.
Because I want somebody to win, but I'm not carrying anybody's water. So it's
you have
your own water. You so bet. It's just we've met a great deal of them, and I understand there may be 10 running in. Why do you think you should be a congressman?
After being in the legislature now for 9 years, I have found that there are many issues at the state level that are mirrored at the federal level. And I've been standing up for the Constitution and standing in the gap for the little guy for 9 years now. And I think we need someone there who, in the federal level, who will stand up for the state's rights and rein in the federal government, keep them out of our business here on a daily basis.
One person can't do a lot. It's 435 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heck of a deal to go in. We need more than just one vote.
You remember William Wallace? He was one guy, but yet he invigorated his people. And I'm not William Wallace necessarily.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you. Yeah.
However, I think that when you have someone who is there standing the gap for the people, voting right, but also voicing what the people want to hear, that's what Donald Trump did. And that's why he got elected.
Yeah.
And he tried his best. I want to be that like that, too. I want to be the one who is voicing the values that we have here in Southwest Missouri and invigorate the Congress and say, hey, that Moon guy, let's follow him. Let's do what we need to do to get this country on the right track.
So it's term limits. Are you in favor of term limits?
You know, 20 years ago or so when we voted term limits in Missouri, I voted for it.
Yeah.
Now, after being in the legislature, I found that there are some problems with it. You term limit some good guys.
But aren't there more good people?
There are. Yeah, there are lots of good people. We need to term limit the bureaucrats. I would be in favor of term limiting bureaucrats because they know the system. And it's kind of like the mother hen. They gather the chicks under the wing when they have these newbies come in, and they say, here's how you need to do it. Here's what you need to do.
I'm more concerned. It's Mike Moon, by the way, and he's running for Congress. He wants to sit in the seat that Billy Long has held over the last decade. My concern has to do with congressional staff. Is that right now in the House of Representatives, but the U.S. Senate works the same way, is that Nancy Pelosi's office essentially writes the legislation, and the Democrats basically rubber stamp it. They may add something, may take something. That's not how it's supposed to work. How it's supposed to work is that a guy like Mike Moon, serving in Congress, serving on this committee, makes his votes and tries to get things through, it goes up, and the Speaker of the House gets things done. Now we have so many professional staffers, it gets in the way of you as an elected official having an impact on what goes on in Washington.
When you have bills that are upwards of 2,500 pages long, like the infrastructure bill, that's horrendous. We need to have smaller bills that can be read in a reasonable time by the legislators, and so they can vote knowing what they're voting on. When you have bills with multiple subjects, how in the world can you read that 2,500 pages in a short time and understand it with all the gobbledygook that's in there? So I think that's the problem. And legislators need to read the bills, and they need to vote according to the Constitution.
Mike Moon, he's running for Congress, News Talk KZRG. I think the you know, it's I don't understand how we got away from block grants. This $3.5 trillion Build Back Better human infrastructure thing is much more than that, primarily because there's going to be a lot, and I mean a lot, of these programs that will require state and local funding to make them happen. And people in the state legislature, God bless you guys, or city council members or what have you, wherever it is, liberal or conservative, they sadly look at federal money as free money. And you're damned if you do and damned if you don't spend the money. Am I correct?
Well, I guess if you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, then I've been one of the damned because I don't like that.
I don't think anybody does. Yeah. But you get new road construction money, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you have to include a bike lane.
Yeah,
it's really tough for state budgets or city budgets to say no.
Yeah, I agree. That's true. But we have to. We're so dependent upon federal money that a lot of our budget in Missouri is dependent upon federal money. And we have a balanced budget amendment in Missouri. And if we were to have that pipeline shut off by the federal government, we'd be in trouble. We'd be underwater in the state.
So yes.
We've got to start weaning ourselves off that. And it takes men like me who say, we're not going to take it. We're not going to do it. We have upwards of $2 billion extra in our state treasury now because of federal money coming in. We cannot continue that. The federal government doesn't have the money. And I'd say $30-plus trillion in debt, we're bankrupt.
Yeah, it's speaking of what is happening in D.C. right now with the Biden administration, this is considered a fairly safe seat for Republicans. Mm-hmm. But whenever you have any type of open seat, it's really kind of a lottery goes on. All of a sudden, if there's a candidate that is a bad candidate, for one reason or another, the best example in Missouri was from, a little over a decade ago, and he passed away last week, was Todd Akin, mm-hmm. who became a bad candidate. Should have won the race. It's had the right values, but he was a bad candidate. Is there anything about you that we should be concerned about if all of a sudden we vote for you on primary day?
I kill chickens.
Okay, that's good. How do you murder them?
I cut their heads off.
And then I
skin them and dismember them. And sometimes I put them in the freezer. Sometimes I put them in the frying pan. Either way, I eat them. People don't like that. In fact, it's kind of funny. PETA is, I guess they're my arch enemy. Maybe they don't like meat. I don't know. But I'm a cattleman, farmer.
Yeah.
And I raise meat. Beef primarily. If that's a skeleton, then it's out there. Closet's open.
All right. Mike Mooney's running for Congress. We're going to give you, we have a few more minutes with him, and we're going to give all of his information on how you can investigate and go from there. I'm encouraging people, by the way, if they like a candidate like Mike Moon, is to volunteer and or give money. Is that money is the mother's milk of politics. And there's good candidates running. But if you have one that you really, really like, you need to support them. And we all have the deal to go from there. It's, speaking of the mother's milk coming from our federal government, is that we must get back to block grants. From your conversations with the Republican Congressional Committee, who are sitting out, but I'm sure they're giving information and stuff to candidates, is there a push from that from Minority Leader McCarthy or not?
I haven't had any conversations about that with them yet, but I would imagine that is a conversation that's being had.
Yeah, I think it's a real important thing. It's I'm concerned again about our federal spending, but I'm also concerned about our schools. Critical race theory is being pushed by the federal government in a big way. It is it's historically incorrect. It's also so divisive. For our state and our nation, it's one congressperson, even a majority of congresspeople, it's going to be a lot to stop it with a Biden presidency. We have to begin to look at unity and commonalities, which this doesn't go in. CRT, would you seek to have it banned as an educational tool if you're elected?
Here's where I see the true battle with CRT, 1619 Project, the masking, the mandates of any sort. And I am against mandates. I think my candidacy, one of the pinnacle platforms would be, I am the anti-mandate candidate. With CRT and those other situations, especially as they deal with education, listeners, you have the power right where you are to hit this and nip it in the bud, like Barney Fife used to say. Go to the school board, get to know them, and then know what they're teaching, know what curriculum is out there for your children. And then if you agree, pat them on the back. If you don't agree, then show that you're opposed to it. With CRT especially, you have the ability at the local school board level to stop it.
Yeah, but you don't. Because the federal government is saying, we're going to give you these textbooks, we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to withhold funding. And it almost really has to be a state law, like Oklahoma has done and other states have done.
Well, I think because we haven't been called back into special session and we've been asking for it with CRT and also the mandates, that's not going to happen. Haven't gotten enough support from the House or the Senate to call ourselves back into session. And the school year has already begun.
Yeah.
And so to put an initial stopgap in there, parents, you need to get involved. And then when the legislature comes back into session in January, we can address it then. But half the school year's over by that time.
Yeah.
So get involved today.
Yeah, absolutely. His name is Mike Moon. Your website?
MikeMoonForMissouri.com.
MikeMoonForMissouri.com. We're going to put this complete interview up on the KZRG podcast page, or our Facebook page, later on today. If you like what you've heard from Mike, I haven't had to whack him over the head, which is everyone else I have. So I've actually been relatively nice to you. Feel good.
I'm honored.
You go in, if you like what you hear, see his website, MikeMoonForCongress.com.
MikeMoonForMissouri.com.
For Missouri.com. MikeMoonForMissouri.com.